You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ngā Tangata Microfinance is an organisation that has a vision of building a more just and equitable society for people on low incomes. They offer loans with no interest or fees to prevent New Zealanders entering a spiral of debt. I spoke to Robert Choi, who is the Executive Officer of Ngā Tangata Microfinance, about unsafe credits and loans costing more than money for people in New Zealand. Here is Robert. So just to start off with, why are so many New Zealanders taking out high interest loans?
Well, I think it's a big question. There's a deeper societal issue around not having sufficient incomes. When you're on a low income, when situations happen, emergencies, people's car breaks down, children are sick, unless you have other sources of income to be able to pay for those costs, those necessary costs in the family, then you often don't have any other choice but to go into some form of debt, and high interest debt is readily available, it's easily accessible, and that's the experience of a lot of our clients, is that it's because of their situation and having the difficulties of being on low income that they go into high interest debt, and then they're caught in the trap that high interest debt, because of the interest and the ongoing charges and the default fees, creates for them in the longer term.
What are the repercussions exactly for people if they don't pay back these loans in time? And also, how difficult is it actually to pay back a loan like this?
Well, if you get behind, then there's a number of fees that get added at any point in time, such as penalty interest charges and various default admin fees, and the more they need to contact you, the more costs get added on. They increase the debt, and effectively, once you get those added on, as well as we all know, if we only pay the interest, for example, on our credit card, we know how quickly the overall principal debt increases as well. So the minimum charge on the credit card. So you basically get into a debt spiral where you're paying off something, but it's not sufficient to eat the principal down, and then that keeps on growing and growing. And that's the challenge when you get caught in a high interest debt. That it's if you can pay it off within the time expected, that's fine. Of course, the interest is still high, but if you can't, then you get caught in that ongoing debt spiral, and that's when you get into real difficulty financially.
So do these loan companies target certain demographics or groups?
I think if you're on a low income, if you go to certain parts of Auckland, you'll certainly see a greater proliferation of third tier fringe finance companies, easy cash loans, and as you touched on before, mobile trucks tend to go into lower socioeconomic areas, and you'll therefore find that because they're there, they're more available, and then they're more easily able to take advantage of people on low income who are needing urgent or finance that's beyond their means to be able to pay for the necessities and other costs that they have in their lives.
Have you seen more of these companies crop up recently? I feel like you see loan companies advertised a lot, sort of on TV and on YouTube videos and various things. Is it something that's increasing, or has it sort of just been the same all along?
I think the Commerce Commission has played a part on the last few years of increasing penalties, and sort of the legislation has been stronger around the Responsible Lending Code and the triple CFA legislation, Consumer Credit Contracts Finance Act. So there has been a greater penalising and bringing to court of a lot of companies. I think there's been a bit of a rationalisation in the mobile truck area. There's still probably the same number, but I guess the real cowboys have maybe departed, and there's still a significant number, but maybe lesser companies. Certainly the online space and the payday lending, which is the short-term high-cost loan, in our view, has increased, again, because of the internet and the availability of online lending. A number of new organisations have come into that area. Finance companies, which is sort of the third area, I think they probably also kept their presence. Again, the Responsible Lending Code has curtailed them a little bit, but they're certainly very much out there in the lower income areas as much as before. So I think overall it's grown. Thankfully, you know, again with the legislation and some of the protection that's coming underway, and hopefully more coming in the future with the with what's going through Parliament shortly, we'll see that decrease. But still very much an issue, I think, in society.
And I know you just mentioned before the mobile sort of credit trucks. Are they still an issue that we're facing today?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we were part of a newsroom article. We had a couple of videos that were taken where they actually went on the trucks, and so you know we're seeing them still very much out there with the high cost around certain items, two or three times the cost. Some of them put food out at exorbitant prices, so that's thankfully I think getting a bit less now. But so yes, I think when they're certainly not they're as much out there as now as they were before.
And they are, I suppose, targeting particular demographics and particular areas of, like, of the country, I suppose, that's sort of their aim.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they go around a lot of areas and they become familiar with the people that are there, and they go and knock on the door and they present a very outwardly a friendly face, but basically the prices and the associated contract that they're tying people into is very harmful if people are not able to repay back. And of course the prices are much higher. So they're taking advantage of people who might not be able to access, I guess, mainstream retail outlets or not have the cash to be able to pay at those outlets. So they provide the credit a credit line, but the cost and the associated charges is the huge penalty.
And I know that the Salvation Army has recently come up with a new sort of scheme, their mobile truck called the Good Truck. Mm. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a great idea. I think when we try to look at how to address the issue of mobile trucks, we've got to provide an alternative that meets people also at their point of access. And the reality is that the mobile trucks have been able to, because they go around neighbourhoods and people's homes, accessing and visiting people's homes, that's where people make the decision. Albeit it's sometimes obviously not a good decision at that point. So providing that same decision point or and actually allow them to make a good decision is actually a great alternative. So I think it's a great way to provide an alternative and also to create awareness. Even if you may not access a good truck or a mobile truck, you're aware suddenly that there's something out there that is that has integrity and that's providing an alternative that's safe and fair and affordable for people.
Now, you said that the worst thing for people is when they get trapped in a debt spiral. What does Ngā Tangata Microfinance do that is different to other loan companies to help people not end up in a spiral of debt?
Sure. So our services, our loan products are provided through budgeting services. So often people who have got into financial difficulty will go to a budgeter or what they call a financial mentor now. And as part of that interview process, if the financial mentor at their services partnering with us, they will see that our loan, a nil interest loan, either for family well-being or for high interest debt relief, which is what we're talking about, can be provided to pay off the high interest debt to the mobile truck or to the third tier finance company. We pay that off, and then the person will pay us back at no interest and no fees. So it really stops the debt at a certain point, and from then on they're only paying us back at a very, obviously only the principal, the amount owing is paid back to us and we don't charge. We're an ethical lender effectively in that space, again providing an alternative and release from the punitive effect of the high interest debt and interest.
I know in your press release you talked about what the government need. Obviously, Ngā Tangata is doing what they can to help people out there in the community that have ended up in this sort of debt trap. What does the government need to be doing to stop people at sort of a national level from getting into these sort of positions?
Well, the key thing that they need to be doing and are beginning to do is to strengthen the legislation. As I mentioned, there's already legislation in place, and that's assisted, you know, in some way going for the last 3 or 4 years, but they need to strengthen that further. And so putting a cap on the cost of credit. In other words, the amount that a principal amount can balloon to of 100% over the principal is a good way forward. That's a key area that they're promoting, but that's only for high interest loans. We're suggesting that they take that broader into some of the finance companies, which have a lower interest but also have the same effect. Having a cap on the interest rate is also something that a lot of other countries have got, and that would be an important part to also add to what they're doing. The other area that we'd like to see is what we've touched on, the mobile traders being, the legislation being strengthened around their ability to charge such high costs, you know, over the retail price that you and I might be able to buy at. So I think that would be really important, as well as a form of a licensing system so that these loan companies, these loan sharks, actually are policed more at the entry point into the market rather than catching them when they've already harmed people further down the track. So there's a number of areas we'd like to see that the government would strengthen what they're doing, but it's been a good start in the last year or so with the minister putting out there that this is an issue and trying to start the beginning of stronger legislation.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.